From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In case you haven't noticed, the calendar says it's September, but we say it's still time for a summer sound.
It's summertime.
My name is Michael Kavanaugh. I'm a journalist living in the Democratic Republic of Congo. My summer sound emanates from a bottle of sunblock. I spent my childhood summers in Rhode Island. In New England, hot, sunny weather is always at a premium, and we took advantage of every hour of it. But summer, for a person with a certain kind of befreckled Irish ancestry, is essentially a four-month fight with the sun. And the weapon that we Gaelic warriors use in this fight makes a sound that tells you all you need to know about who's going to come out on top. Ah, SPF 15. When you're a kid, the last thing you want to do at the beach is take a break from digging giant holes in the sand to lather up in oily sun cream. But my brother and sister and cousins and I would all submit to the hands of my mom or one of my aunts because we all knew what would happen if we didn't. It was called Dad's Nose. Some fair-skinned people use sun cream to protect against cancer, but the Kavanaugh kids weren't scared of cancer. It seemed like half my family beat cancer at some point or another. We were scared of the cratered, red, scarred thing that my dad had for a nose. There are some annoying doctors these days who are calling freckles skin damage instead of their true name, which is, of course, angel kisses, according to my mom. But with my dad's nose, let's just say there was a lot of excitement in the Kavanaugh household when Coppertone first came out with SPF 25, and then 30, and then 50. When I hear that sound, I hear summer. I think of that June when my brother wrote, "Hi," in sunscreen on my sister's back, and you could still see traces of it by the time we went back to school in September. But mostly, I think of my dad, and how, when I look at my own nose in the mirror these days, I see that all the sunscreen in the world could never protect me from my genes. And I'm okay with that.
A summer sound from pale journalist Michael Kavanaugh.